Part 2. While listening. Good morning, everyone. I hope you're all feeling okay after the activities of last week. I know you've all been working very hard recently, and we've been exceptionally busy, especially with the wedding last weekend and the symposium straight after that. And now we have only 3 days to prepare for the birthday party this weekend. The recent events have gone extremely well, and the hotel is beginning to get a very good reputation, so we need to keep this up. Right. So what time will the event start? Well, the invitation says guests should arrive between 7:30 and 7:45, but our experience is that there are always a few people who like to arrive early, so we'll expect the first people at 7:15. Because the numbers are quite large this time, this will certainly be the case. Food will be served at around 8:30, and then, depending on how long the meal takes, the entertainment will start about 2 hours later. Now, for this, we were expecting a live band for the event, which is always fun, but apparently this had to be canceled due to illness. So the host knows someone who's a comedian, and he will be replacing the musical band. At first, we had thought that the dancer and also the magician who worked here through the summer would be able to help out, but they weren't interested. So, I'd just like to go through who is doing what when the guests arrive, and I think we'll make a few changes from the last party held here. If I remember correctly, it was Alice who coordinated the task of providing the guests with drinks. Or was it Thomas? I'm not sure. But Gary asked to do it this time. So that will be his job. There's been no decision yet on what the drinks are going to be, but I hope they decide soon, because we may need to order something special. Now, for receiving the guests' coats and hats, it's important to have someone experienced, as we don't want guests losing their belongings. And Monica, last time this was your responsibility. Susan, I know you wanted to do this, but as the number of guests is quite high for this event, I will not make a change here. Right, and now for some general instructions. As soon as the guests arrive, they will be in and around the lounge area of the hotel. And then, at around 8:30, we need to get them to move to the restaurant for their meal. This is often difficult and can take a long time, so I will ring a bell, so that everyone knows it's time to eat. In the events last year, I know we tried other methods, such as changing the lighting, making an announcement, or even sending an SMS to the guests. But these were apparently not enough to gather the guests inside the restaurant fast enough. Hopefully, ringing the bell will make things a bit faster. Once the meal starts, you'll all be very busy waiting on the tables, and I'm sure I don't need to tell you to be nice and polite to all the guests. So, I think that's it. Any questions, come see me later. I'll be in my office throughout this week. End of part 2.